producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. All right, I know the debate has definitely hit a lot of the headlines, so we're going to be joined in a little bit with Ron Futrell, media personality guru, my political analyst, guru on drones and all sorts of fun stuff, and we're going to have him join us and give us his take on the debate. A lot of health news we're going to talk about, ways to diagnose delirium, caffeine messing up your sleep. We may have some in vitro human sperm being developed. All right, would hate to see that accidentally shipped to the wrong lab, but stuff happens. Antidepressants not being safe in kids, sex robots being banned, workplaces starting to institute more robots, that we, I think, all predicted, as we're going to hear more and more about raising the minimum wage. You're going to see a lot of places hire more robots. And, you know, one thing that kind of frightened me was I saw this fish near Japan that a fisherman caught, and it's something you would have probably seen, I guess, on The Simpsons. It's called a superfish, and it obviously was reeled in off the coast of where the Fukushima disaster happened, and it's pretty scary looking. So what's happening to the fish over there in that neck of the woods? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, there was a tsunami warning for Southern California as well as Florida as a huge earthquake hit Chile. Apparently an 8.3 earthquake rocked the northern coast of Chile, triggering these tsunami advisories all the way as far east as Hawaii. West as Hawaii. Listen, where I'm facing, it's east, okay? So if my city will face a different direction, I would be able to say. Apparently a million people have been evacuated from coastal Chilean towns as the quake struck last night. Violent aftershocks destroyed homes, swept walls of water through the street, and I guess there was a coastal city of 30,000 people less than 35 miles from the quake's epicenter that got hit pretty hard. We don't have a full death toll yet. What we're hearing is that we're up to 8 people thus far. Pretty scary and deadly. Manuel Moya, 38 years old, who was sleeping with his wife on the ground outside their destroyed home, told the AP News that I thought it was the end of the world and we were going to die. Building swayed in Santiago, which is 200 miles from the epicenter. This was a big one. 8.3, not a good one. You know, we always hear about earthquakes along the Pacific coast. And, you know, oh, gosh, L.A. had another earthquake. It was 4-point-something. Okay, listen. Okay, 4-point-something is nothing compared to that. Tsunami advisory still remain in effect for parts of Hawaii, Southern California. Thus far, they don't think any destructive tsunami is expected to hit the U.S., but, of course, coastal flooding is a concern. You know, I don't know if, you know, some of these weather patterns and conditions, you know, have to do with El Nino or not. You know, we don't really talk about earthquakes a lot, and I'm gonna try to get an expert on here that knows a hell of a lot more about them than I do. I'm just here to report the news, but I got to tell you something. You know, we don't want anything happening like the Fukushima disaster. And, you know, a lot of us are now moving more towards fish. We're eating fish. Good for you. Okay, we're trying to lay off the beef. cutting back on our beef, because we know beef isn't the healthiest choice of meat, and we're going more towards fish. But none of you guys are going to want to eat this fish that this fisherman pulled out. All right? Apparently has a gaping large mouth, and the mouth is big enough to swallow a small child. They call it a wolf fish. And it was reeled by Hirasaka Hiroshi, a fisherman who, I guess, finds these fish, and he'll eat them. He'll eat them. He would be a good person to study, okay, for those of you that are worried about some of these Fukushima surrounding fish. I hope he doesn't, because there's cesium. Cesium, which is a radioactive particle from these disasters that get picked up in food and can live a very, very long time in the meat. And generations of fish can have them, and not the safest thing. But anyway, this wolf fish commonly lives in the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. They feed on small creatures. They do get big. They do get ugly. They grow to 1.2 meters in length. But why is this fish making news? Because it's close to 2 meters. So apparently fishermen are worried. I mean, the guy could barely lift it. And I mean, the mouth of this fish is bigger than the fisherman's head and neck and probably one shoulder combined. And that's the fish being dead. Imagine when the fish is really trying to consume a human. So they say small child. I think this fish could take out a grown-up easy. Now, remember, the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant meltdown happened back in 2011 after an 8.9 magnitude earthquake. It knocked out the cooling system, so 3 reactor cores melted, spewed radiation to the ocean. Claimed the lives, the earthquake of about 18,000 people at the time, one of the largest nuclear disasters since the Chernobyl meltdown back in 1986. So, they've been looking at the fish. And they're finding that some of the fish have 2,500 times the legal safe radiation limit. When that happens, they say don't eat it. Okay, pass. I know some of us are thinking, well, are they exporting it to us? I don't think so. All right, I don't think so. A lot of you guys have been like, well, I'm not going to eat fish just in case it came from Fukushima. I'm sure you're fine. All right, I wouldn't panic. Okay, maybe you could eat, you know, what about like trout? Sure, trout, freshwater fish is probably safer to eat. I mean, if I'm going to eat fish, I like salmon, but I don't know what a Fukushima salmon would look like. I don't even think salmon is up near those parts of the water. Usually see salmon near, like, Alaska and more Pacific. I don't know. I'm not a fisherman. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What am I? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
As I walk along, I wonder.
All right. I'm still wondering what the hell we watched last night. I didn't even finish watching the presidential debate. It went on and on. I had to keep stopping to pee and DVRing it that I still have, I think, another 30 minutes left to go to watch on it. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials, and Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. But, you know, with all things political, I definitely love to recruit some of the best in the business to help sort this out. And I have Ron Futrell, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Absite Drone Company, political analyst, media personality, and good friend. Ron, thank you for joining us today.
Doc, happy Constitution Day, by the way, to you.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Today is Constitution Day, September 17th. Should be a national holiday, but we've got enough national holidays already. But this one should be one of them.
Agreed, agreed. Thanks for bringing that. Happy Constitution Day to you. All right, so first, were you able to sit through the whole 3 hours of it?
I watched the Dodgers play the Rockies last night. I think what they're doing right now, the Dodgers getting ready for the playoffs. If Kershaw can perform in the playoffs, they can beat the Cubs. This is
awesome. Awesome.
You're not talking about, okay, politics. I watched the whole thing. I thought, as I went to the bathroom three times during that debate, I thought about those guys up there. Some of them sort of older guys, and you know in your medical profession that guys, when you know we get a little older, a little more difficult to hold it. I wonder if some of them had bags, had the, you know, bags there that'd be able to collect.
Yes, the catheters. And I was thinking that, too, because you can hear Donald Trump's prostate enlarge on the microphone. And then I noticed they had to stop and do a meet and greet and shake hands and interview. And I'm like, somebody, I thought I saw Carly Fiorina try to scuttle out of there pretty quick. I don't blame her because I don't know where she would hold her catheter bag. She's kind of petite, has a small dress. But I'm sure the guys, wow. Go ahead.
CNN doing 3 hours was ridiculous. Okay, that was just, I mean, there were a few things ridiculous about CNN. Number one, going for 3 hours. Number two, the first half of the debate you could have skipped because it was the trivial garbage with Donald Trump that nobody really cares about, doesn't make a difference for the country. And CNN wanted to do it that way because it made Republicans look trivial and that fits their agenda.
Right.
Let's go there, it does. And if it's the media's agenda, let's have these stupid, inane comments because they're being asked stupid, inane questions by Jake Tapper, who's a nice guy, like Jake, but he's playing the role right here.
Right.
Fitting the template that they want. And it's, okay, what do you think of Donald Trump and his comments about how you look? What do you think of Donald Trump and his comments about blah, 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 blah? Just shut.
I know.
Well, what about the national debt? What about the national debt in ISIS? Oh, they finally got to that at the very end. Anyway.
Right. Also, Ron, is it true there was Ron, real quick, was it true that they had an air conditioning issue theorized on purpose? I heard the air conditioning wasn't working. You could see Scott Walker sweat, Huckabee sweat.
There was no, and I don't. They're never going to be able to prove that on purpose. Part of that, you know, because they're going to be able to. But there was some, there was some issues there. That's a pretty warm building with a lot of windows. Now that time of the evening, the windows face the east, so they're not getting that western sun at that time. But it's still, I was just there recently. In fact, we flew drones for Fox News there at the location at the Reagan Library. So no, that room can heat up in a hurry. Okay. Right there, where that is, large room, big ceilings, and all that sort of stuff. So it wouldn't surprise me, you know. But on purpose type of thing, you'd have to then conspire with somebody at the Reagan Library, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah,
but I know,
true. Good point.
Most of the way through it, I was thinking that when I heard them talk about the marijuana issue, and Jeb started talking about him smoking pot and worried about his mom, I was thinking of cooking up some brownies right about that point. That was just to get through the rest of it. That's what it might have taken to get through the rest of that debate with what CNN was doing.
Of course,
would have been some nice fresh brownies. I'm talking about the ones you get at Costco. Okay, don't think.
Yeah, I know. Okay. For those who joined us, we're talking to Ron Futrell, our political analyst, media personality, vice president, sales and marketing of AppSite Drone Company. You know, Ron, how do you think? Okay, so you had Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, Marco Rubio. There were so many people that haven't been, I guess, in the polls and highlighted as much as Donald Trump. How do you think overall did they do, and do they still have a chance to beat Donald Trump?
Yes, and I'm going to put it right at Marco Rubio right here.
Yeah.
Because nobody is more clear, concise, direct, and has an absolutely solid conservative vision for this country than Marco Rubio. When I listen to him talk, by the way, he can articulate it, and that's important. So, okay, that's sort of important. Marco Rubio is heads and shoulders. When you look at them, he doesn't get into the fray. He doesn't pander to the media. He doesn't take the media's bait. Carly Fiorina is also very good at that. Doesn't take the media's bait. She turns it right on Jake Tapper or anybody else during an interview. I love that about her.
Right.
But right now at this point, Marco Rubio, if I'm going to put somebody at the top and continually winning these debates and not going into Trump land and just excelling, it's Marco Rubio, period. And head and shoulders above everybody else. Ben Carson, loved Ben Carson, but he looked like he was a little sleeping. Maybe he had some brownies before.
He did. It's funny. You know, being the doctor, of course, you know, me as a doctor, I'm watching Ben Carson, and I'm like, you know, a doctor becoming a president. Trust me, we doctors love that idea. But we also know doctors.
And
we're like, okay, he's a doctor. That's great. He's a world-renowned doctor. He's a good public speaker, but he came across as not being as experienced as he could have touted himself to be. And we know he lacks experience. I mean, Donald Trump said, look, I'm just going to have people help me with the foreign policy. I mean, he just honestly said it. Ben Carson left a couple questions. And even though I thought he did well and I think he's going to rise really nicely in the polls, he didn't have that, he didn't elude confidence. And that's something I'm a little nervous about for his campaign.
No, you should be. And you're right about that. Because great guy. Great individual. Been here to Vegas now a few times to be able to chat and talk with him and really like Ben Carson. And there's nothing not to like about him.
Right, so likable.
Didn't have the energy. Didn't have the energy. Right. I still would have liked to see a little more energy with him. I don't know what the deal was. And then he did some interviews afterwards where he was almost looked like he was falling asleep during the interviews on CNN and Fox News. And it was a little bit strange, but...
Mm-hmm. I wanted to order a sleep study test because I was worried he might have suffered from sleep apnea and therefore has some daytime narcolepsy. But, of course, they wouldn't let me call in.
They wouldn't?
No.
Next time. I'll give you the secret hotline number and you can get through.
So why do you think, okay, so I think I've been, I love you, Ron. For those of you, this is Ron Futrell. So I had big issues with Donald Trump because of him having to threaten that he was going to run third party. From what I'm being told, that's a moot point. He signed some sort of documents that he'd signed, I guess, what the GOP wanted him to, that he wouldn't run third party. Is that now a non-issue, or do you think if Ben Carson does surpass him or Carly Fiorina or Marco Rubio, he's going to still come back and try to be a third-party candidate?
Who knows what he's going to do, really? And I like Donald Trump because he plays offense, but you don't need to play offense against other Republican candidates to the degree that he is doing. I mean, just to go after Rand Paul the way he did, you know, it's just foolish. Carly Fiorina the way he did, and kind of just foolish, just over, well, sophomoric is what it was said, and that's what Rand Paul said. It's sort of sophomoric of him. And it's like he's in a TV show. I get that part of it. Now, to answer your question, no, I think that issue is dead. I mean, it was the issue that was brought up at the first Fox debate when raise the hands, and he was the only one not to raise the hands, saying, or the other way around, or he was the only one to raise the hand. He was the only one to not commit to not running a third-party candidacy. Now he says that he signed that and it's done and that he's made peace with the Republican Party, the GOP. Okay, good. No, that would we do not need another... Who's the big farmer? Ross Perot.
Ross Perot, right. Exactly.
Gave us two terms of Bill Clinton with Ross Perot running his third-party candidacy. We don't need something like that ever again. And just is foolish to go there to think that it can happen at this point in our political landscape. So, no, get together whoever the Republican candidate is. I'm not fond of Jeb Bush. I mean, he's the one guy that it would be very difficult, who was up there on the podium last night. Jeb Bush is the one guy that would be hardest for me to go to vote for, as it was John McCain. I mean, that was hard to go to the polls. I did. I pushed the button for John McCain.
Yeah.
That was difficult for me to do that. Jeb Bush would be difficult for me to do that. None of the other, and I would, and none of the other ones would I have a problem with voting for.
I thought Huckabee did a good job, and I thought Chris Christie kind of stepped it up finally. He finally got his a little bit of his mojo back. Yeah. Ron, looks like we're out of time. Ron, we're definitely going to have you back on. Always a pleasure. Love your analysis. And how can people find you?
Ron Sports. Let's go here. My website is ronfutrell.com, or you can find me on Twitter at Ron Futrell. So spelled F-U-T-R-E-L-L. I need more followers. Dahlia.
I know.
Followers. Come on,
me
Dahlia.
Too. Well, actually, I need a bathroom break. It's been 30
you know
minutes.
What? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you guys do not listen to my show when I am live every morning from 9 to noon. 9 to 11 every morning Pacific time, Monday through Friday, and then Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time when I'm live. So, or sometimes I have to take off, and you leave a message on the message line. So let's go to some of those and see what you guys have for us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, Dr. Dahlia, I heard you talking on there about medications dealing with especially children. And my child, we just found out about her having epilepsy. She has seizures. And these prescriptions that they're trying to push toward us are just frightening. Mm-hmm. There's nothing but side effects, harmful, scary side effects to them. Are there any alternatives? Is there any way to get out from underneath these neurologists that just push this drug? I've looked online, and they say that the pharmaceutical companies are blocking research. Is there anything that a parent can do? Thank you. I'll listen online.
All right. Sorry I can't talk to you live. You must listen later evening in my neck of the woods. But I'm sorry your daughter's going through that. Having a child that gets diagnosed with epilepsy is very, very scary. And, you know, when you look at seizures and, you try to imagine what is going on, it's an abnormal electrical activity in the brain. And you have electrical circuitry throughout your body. You have it in the heart. Alright, it works even on the microscopic level with your, ion channels and propagation of nerves and, ways your cells move. But in the brain, you start to have uncontrolled electrical activity. You could start to convulse. You could, lose brain function. And unfortunately, it could cause you to die. So seizures is something we don't mess with. Unfortunately, these medicines are not very easy to swallow, so to speak, in terms of their side effects. And so now you have a child that has a physical impairment that is scary because it's affecting their brain, and you're being told to take a medication to help control that that could also have effects on the brain or other parts of the body. Absolutely, you're going to have some apprehension. You know, when I went to school, you would hear some of my colleagues, all right, or, some of the doctors in the corner, criticizing some of the parents for not wanting to, treat their child, going, oh, my gosh, these parents are crazy. The child has an issue that could kill them. The parents don't want the transfusion, or the parents don't want the treatment. These parents should go to jail, et cetera. Until you have a kid and you have to bring your child, okay, into the doctor and have something, put into your child, you as a parent, it is your job to kind of, stop for a second and be wary. All right. I mean, you want to make the best decision for your child possible. Now, we're talking about seizures, and seizures are so scary. You're going to be very hard pressed to find a doctor out there that will not recommend anti-epileptic drugs. Because, again, we need to control. We aren't going to cure the epilepsy, but we need to control the abnormal electrical stimulation and the electrical activity. We have to. Also, a good doctor finds out why. Make sure there's no brain tumors. Make sure there's no lead poisoning. Make sure there's no infectious disease, component causing it. So they do a good, thorough workup finding out why. And then they have to control the symptoms. You don't want the child swimming one day. You don't want the child operating a car. You don't want the child, navigating while hiking near a mountain. I mean, you want to make sure that your child has full capability and full brain function at all time. So, of course, the neurologists are going to push the medications. Yes, there are non-pharmacological treatment. They have vagal nerve stimulation and certain magnetic stimulations, transcranial. I don't know much about those and how those work and their effectiveness. You'll hear parents try ketogenic diets where their child is, more in a state of ketosis, less carbs. Sometimes they'll use biofeedback, acupuncture. But again, we don't have enough studies. Your comment of pharmaceutical companies blocking research, that's a tough one for us to verify because it could be true and it could be not true. Okay, a pharmaceutical company that that's asked to you know, come up with new anti-seizure drugs, anti-epileptic drugs, they're going to need to know that there's money behind that and that they're going to make their money afterwards. And as we've seen with the ramifications of Obamacare, as these pharmaceutical companies are either getting penalized or they're being forced to charge less, or insurance companies are boycotting brand name and going to generic, to find a pharmaceutical company that'll actually say, look, I'll go out on a limb and spend the millions or possibly billions of dollars to develop a new drug is going to be more difficult. And so when a pharmaceutical company says, no, you know, we've made a financial decision, we cannot afford to do research in that field, you know, that can very well happen because they're not going to make money on the drug. For them to block research from other companies, I don't, again, that would be more difficult to verify. I don't think Pfizer has that sort of control, or Merck or AstraZeneca or these pharmaceutical companies have that control on the NIH. I mean, if the NIH wants to study seizures, they can. Pharmaceutical companies have a lobbying group. We understand that. You know, we understand that, you know, there's a lot of power that pharmaceutical companies wield. But, you know, research is going to be done. It's just research, it may not be done to the level that we need it to if we don't have big money behind it. So maybe indirectly, when you don't have a pharmaceutical company able to put their money behind it, and again, they have a right as a company. If they're not going to make the money on the drug, how can you, where are they going to get the money from just to do it towards research? There has to be profits to go against their losses. There has to be. They have a right to do that. They're a business. I mean, they can't go bankrupt for the cause. Okay? You know, a pharmaceutical company still has to stay alive. They have employees. They have shareholders. They have responsibilities. They also have to make other drugs. They still have to make cholesterol drugs, diabetic drugs, antibiotics, etc. So maybe indirectly it appears that they are blocking research, but if they don't want to take the loss, they're not going to provide the research. And so it will be a block towards our progress in research. So when it comes to evaluating somebody with seizures or any sort of medical condition, and you're very, very nervous about the complications of the drug, then you want to get as much advice as possible. And I would also suggest that you recruit some of the specialty centers, like out of UCLA or Mayo Clinic, etc., John Hopkins, Boston's Children's, to get as much data that you need. Accutane. Accutane is a drug that so many people have used for acne, and they will swear by it. Accutane's got a lot of side effects. A lot of side effects. I don't want to give Accutane to my kids. I hope they never have that type of acne where they need Accutane. But it's out there, and it has a benefit for some. So your situation is very difficult. Seizures can, you know, unfortunately cause some real debilitating disease, if not death, in a child. That's very scary. And so you need to treat them immediately. So you don't have as much time to, you know, sit and decide what to give your child. You're a little bit more under the gun here with, you know, with pressure. So I would recruit as much information as possible. But like I said, you know, some of these alternative therapies and acupuncture, I mean, it's cool. I love the fact that there's these modalities out there. I just can't tell you if that's going to save your child's life or prevent future seizures. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I can't read through all the emails because I really want to get to, you know, medical news and medical stories, but obviously I understand the debate is still kind of one of the, hot topics of the day, if not the week. But this was an interesting email I want to read to you guys. I think his name is Tyre, T-Y-R-E. Tyre says, not to offend women, but that's why I caught my eye, you know. Carly Fiorina is unlikable, he writes. The media should stop glorifying her when she doesn't have a chance. Trump was correct. Her face is not pleasing to the eye. We have real issues and real problems that need to be solved, and a fired CEO should not be president. The only reason why I'm reading this is I don't want to give her any bad publicity. I think she did phenomenal. I think she is very, very impressive. And as we all know, throughout the recession, people get hired and fired for a variety of reasons. And sometimes the more money you make, the more of a, and sometimes the better job you did and the more promotions you received makes you a big target when things kind of go sour recession-wise. So I don't know what surrounded that, et cetera. But the reason why I brought this email up is the subject of looking at women in politics and looking at their face and finding their face likable or pleasing, okay? The face, if I had to say yesterday, okay, looking at from an, not aesthetic in terms of good looking, but in terms of a very comfortable face to look at, there were only a few of them whose faces were comfortable to look at. Mike Huckabee, despite his politics, despite, you know, when you look at Mike, you can look at him, and it doesn't drive you crazy. It doesn't bother you. Ben Carson had a very soothing look. Maybe that's why he seemed so relaxed and everybody thought he was asleep up there. I don't think he was asleep up there. I think he was trying to, you know, look subdued and relaxed. When you look at Carly Fiorina, she doesn't look relaxed. She looked, even though you could tell she was relaxed, she's 61 years old. Beautiful woman, but, you know, maybe she's had Botox or something. I don't know. That's not for us to debate. But maybe some of the way her makeup was or whatever, she didn't have that relaxed composure in her face. Like Ben Carson did. Marco Rubio, very smooth skin, but very, very well spoken. But, again, not very, even though he has a relaxed part about him, you don't really see the smile, the giggle, the joke sort of stuff. I think Scott Walker won for having that very relaxed look of his face. Even when it was hot and the air conditioning wasn't working and he was sweating, he still, you know, he has a calmer looking face. And I'm not saying that's what's going to win a presidential debate, but I'm hearing more and more of people not liking Carly's face. And I mean, come on. And I understand, you know, Trump, I'm sorry, you know, Donald Trump, maybe I agree with some of the things he says, maybe I disagree with some of the things he says, but he started this by saying, you know, how could you look at that face, how could you vote for that face, or whatever he said, which is really kind of insulting. And I don't take it as an insult to all women, but I take it as an insult to women who are older and who are in politics, and, you know, she's 61. Okay, I mean, for a 61-year-old, she looks damn good. But no, she's not going to look like his wife. Okay, you know, she's not going to look like Selma Hayek. And, you know, why is that? Look at women in politics. I mean, look at Pelosi. She's difficult to look at. Hillary, and I'm not saying Carly Fiorina is difficult to look at. I think she's a beautiful woman. But it's a subject coming up because you have women who are older. All right, you're not going to get a 20-year-old version of Cheryl Teagues up there. And I'm going to tell you something. If you do have a Selma Hayek or a Christy Brinkley type of look, or who's supposed to be good-looking now in this decade? I hate to bring up the 80s because I really haven't been watching. Carrie Underwood's pretty. I guess, I don't know, it's hard. I mean, I know, okay, I'm into the more Channing Tatum, Michael Fassbender type of look. But with women, who's supposed to be a pretty woman? I don't even, who do guys think are pretty? I don't even know who's supposed to be, no, Angelina Jolie's scary looking. No, Angelina Jolie. Jennifer Aniston is already starting to lose the looks, too. She's getting older. All right, well, let's go back to the 80s. Okay, if you have, nobody can give me a name. Okay, so if you have somebody looking, you know, like Bombshell, like Baywatch Bombshell up there, I'm going to tell you, she's not going to get the votes either. All right, unfortunately, men and women, okay, you know, judge. And they'll look at somebody who's a bombshell as them having gotten there by their looks and not by their brains. You know, it's very, very difficult for an attractive woman to get as far as she needs to be without people accusing her of sleeping, you know, around or, you know, people thought I got into medical school because I slept with somebody. You know, and then when they looked at me, they were like, nah, nah, she must have really done it on her grades. Of course I did it on my grades. Same thing with radio. Okay, you know, I have a nationally syndicated radio show, not because I'm sexy. Trust me, that did, there was no sex appeal in me at all. So you know I had to earn it. But it's a shame because I think beautiful women can be in levels of authority, and you know, we got to break that stereotype. But unfortunately, we're talking about winning an election, and so look at what people look at. You know, Tyre is even though I may not, you know, agree with his email, he brings up a very valid point on how we perceive people. Okay, you know, one of the reasons why Carly Fiorina is rising in the polls is people think she, as a woman, will have a better chance of beating Hillary Clinton than one of the other male candidates. Okay, but if you put Hillary on a stage or Carly on a stage, okay, who is more pleasing to the eye? Yeah, I know. It's not that I'm saying Hillary Clinton is more pleasing to the eye, but you know, look at what happened with the Nixon JFK debate. People are thinking about all that. This is what political strategists do. They go, who do we want up against Hillary or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden? Okay, you know, I think a Trump Joe Biden debate would be fun. I think a Trump Hillary debate would be fun, even though a lot of us would be scratching our heads since we know they were friends. So it's an interesting view of kind of politics and where she's at. I think Carly Fiorina's done a great job. I think she's proven herself. I have no idea though about any of our candidates' presidential abilities. Okay, I have no idea how good a president Trump would be, or Jeb Bush would be, or Carly Fiorina would be, or Dr. Ben Carson. But you gotta have the whole package. Yeah, now take a look. Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. Very easy to look at. Very relaxed. Mitt Romney could smile. They were saying Carly Fiorina's not smiling enough. I don't need somebody sitting there smiling and waving. I need someone to you know, get to the point, and she's doing that well. But you had very, very aesthetic looking Paul Ryan, gorgeous. That didn't matter when it came to winning the race. Okay? People are gonna vote for who they wanna vote for. They're gonna look at the issues, but, and they're gonna look at how it will help them. But, I hope they don't try to force Carly Fiorina to, you know, I don't know, what's the example I'm looking for? You know, where they try to make her more TV friendly and it looks fake because they could ruin her. Okay, you know, if she wants to be, you know, she's a ball breaker, then keep that image. Donald Trump, I don't think there's anything you could do to aesthetically make him look different. You know, he's got it. That's his image. That's his image. Okay, you try to make him look handsome or GQ, it's not going to work. Let Trump look like Trump. Let Huckabee look like Huckabee. You know, Rand Paul, he has some issues from an aesthetic point of view. I think he's a handsome man, but on TV, doesn't come out well. What are you going to do? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's hit some medical news when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.